Sure.
Say it.
Elvis.
And I would like you to call me Elvis, too. As a matter of fact, you can do one better. You can say, I love my Elvises. Please say that for me,
say
Sarah.
Say that, honey.
I love my Elvises.
We love you, baby.
Say, I love my twin Elvises.
I love my twin Elvises.
How about we talk about food? What do you like to eat, darling? You like bacon?
You like mashed potatoes?
Peanut butter and banana sandwiches?
You like?
I don't like bacon.
Green peas?
Oh, fantastic. You like brown and served biscuits?
I like salmon.
Where's Bill Cosby?
I gave him $10,000 and he put it right up his nose.
Where
Jack.
Is that son of a bitch?
He put it right up his nose, Jack.
I tell you right now, Jack, I ain't never been high on anything except music.
Look at all the babies we've killed.
Yeah.
Oh, my Peter. I need five books of matches immediately.
Sarah, let me ask you a question.
Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah. Huh?
Jailhouse Rock.
How about Hound Dog?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Right, old time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Right, old time.
You ain't no rabbit.
Ain't no friend of mine. You said you was high class, that was just a liar. You said you was high class, that was just a liar.
You ain't no rabbit,
ain't no hen of mine.
Yeah.
Hey, what am I saying? Plus tax. How you doing, baby?
You guys are so funny.
I got sick at the hospital. At this day and age, Jack, you can't even get sick. Freaks carry your luggage up to your room.
All around town, I was strung out.
Hey, you guys should become actors or comedians.
Let me tell you something, friend. I ain't strung out on anything except music.
You guys make money off your music?
I will rip your tongue out by the goddamn roots.
You ever read a book by John O'Grady?
Thank you very much.
It will fascinate you. Hey, baby.
Wow, you guys have gorgeous voices.
How you doing, baby?
Hey.
Who am I, baby? Say my name.
Elvis.
And who is he?
Elvis.
And that's why you say I love my
Elvis.
Elvises. Love me tender.
Hey, honey.
How old is that guy?
Pull that skirt down. Pull that skirt down.
Are you naked?
No.
Oh, my Peter.
Hold that hand up.
Oh, my Peter.
And let everybody see that ring. Look at that son of a bitch.
I tell you, it's about time to cut loose, see?
Look at that ring.
I'm going to cut loose right now.
Are you going to kill some babies?
I'm going to cut loose right now, man.
Can we cut loose in your hair?
Turn all the way around, darling. Let's have a look at you. Turn all the way around.
May we have the pleasure of cutting loose? May we have the pleasure of cutting loose?
We're caught in a trap. I can't. Walk out, because I love you too much, baby.
Can I be your girlfriend?
In the ghetto.
Wow.
And his mama cried. Because if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another little hungry baby to feed. In the ghetto. In the ghetto.
You know, you're a sweet little darling, Sarah. How do you like a $40,000 Jag XKE? Would you like that? Brand new.
How about a white Rolls Royce?
Oh, I love those.
That's fantastic. What are you wearing right now, darling?
My underwear.
You wonder what kind of underwear you got on?
My bikini.
You know, these girls nowadays, these little girls wear thongs. Makes me sick to my stomach. They don't wear normal cotton panties.
I wear a bikini.
You know what would go with that thong? A nice full-length mink coat.
I went number two in my bed sheets today. It's highly embarrassing.
Are you guys in Vegas?
Yes, we're on the very top floor of the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel, and if you would like to come by and visit, you are more than welcome to.
So you guys act over there?
Yeah, we do two shows a night.
I'm Elvis.
And I'm Elvis. We are EAP, and you are on the phone with us right now, baby.
Oh, my God, I want to go see you guys.
That's fantastic. We'd love to see the show. I'll give you fourth row tickets.
Fourth row tickets?
Yeah, the first three is reserved for Scylla.
Are you a...
Where are you at again?
Are you a basketball fan?
I like to watch it, yeah.
My favorite team is the Philadelphia Hebrews.
Oh, they're a fantastic team.
Okay.
I like Doc Sugarman. He's got quite a jump shot.
Step up, honey, and show everyone that fine mink coat.
Hey.
I just bought for you that mink coat, that beautiful mink coat.
Oh, yeah, with some nice heels.
Hey, Sarah, let me ask you a question, darling. I can ask you a question right now. Are you feeling patriotic? Are you feeling patriotic? Why don't you say yes?
Yes.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. We just did the pose. Listen, I'm an 8th degree black belt in karate. Kara means hand. Te means open.
What?
Or did I get it backwards?
Oh.
In the cold Kentucky rain.
Elvis is...
I ate it up and spit it out. The record shows
I took the blows
and did my play.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.
Which phase do you like best, Sarah? Let me ask you a question. You like early blonde hair, new on the scene from Tupelo phase? You like black leather jumpsuit phase?
Army phase.
Or do you like bloated on the toilet phase? Which phase is your favorite? Why don't you tell us right now? If only I could have seen what had happened to my brown stained jumpsuit.
Army phase.
Yes, that's a good phase.
I'm not the army phase. Guess which phase I am. I am either the young nubile phase, I am either the comeback from Hawaii leather suit phase, or I am the fat, purple, and bloated stage. Guess which Elvis I am.
Leather suit.
Wrong again.
You've miscalculated. We are both in the final stage, Elvis.
We are final stage.
Final stage.
Elvis.
Final stage, Sarah. You sound like a big fan. You do indeed.
Now, would you like me to buy you a Stutz? And I don't mean a stud, because Mike Stone is no stud.
Hey, you guys really like peanut butter sandwiches?
Oh, man, now you're talking my language, honey.
Peanut butter and Nana, oh, baby.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, my Peter.
You know what's
my Peter.
Hey, you want a little recipe that I never told people in the books? You know, it tastes really good. A little peanut butter and Nana sandwich with a couple of pieces of Phenamin gum inside.
That's laxative gum, honey.
That's right. It'll be a river of brown.
Hey, I will give you a chance right now. I know that my twin, EAP, offered you fourth row seats to our show at the Las Vegas Hilton.
Yes, man.
I will give you third row seats if you can answer this question.
You guys are at the Hilton?
We're at the Hilton, and he's going to throw in a pair of Oculine iPads for you.
At the time of his death, how much did Elvis's chalky impacted colon weigh? This is a serious question. God damn it, honey. Answer.
Come on, darling. Answer it quickly. I'll throw in a sour ball.
Give me a hint.
It's probably close to your IQ. The number, that is. How many pounds did Elvis's colon weigh at the time of his death?
Hey.
If you get it right, we'll sing for you.
We'll sing How Great Thou Art.
How much did his colon weigh?
How much did his colon weigh? Yes, when it was... lopped out of his body during that autopsy in Memphis.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
And on that farm he had some cows,
E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here, moo-moo there, cattle everywhere. And when those cows got a line, hamburger medium rare.
Answer the question, honey. God damn it.
Come on, man.
Say, like, 20 pounds.
Oh, honey, no. 40. 40 pounds.
You had to double it, baby.
40 pounds.
Well, you sound like a sweet little girl. You really do.
You guys sound hilarious.
Would you mind?
Oh, my love.
Like,
are you
really twins?
My darling.
We are twins. We are conjoined twins.
And when those chicks got a line, chicken fricassee.
We are conjoined.
Are you married?
At the hip.
Well, one of us is married, one of us is not.
Who is it?
I am not.
I am.
That's the way it goes, man. It makes it very difficult being conjoined. We are conjoined at our swiveling hips. We cannot be photographed, damn, where our hips are conjoined. Due to Mr. Sullivan's request.
And how old are you guys?
What's that?
How old are you?
We are 68 years old.
Wow.
68. As old as Elvis would have been if he had lived.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky?
It's a hot time in Florida.
Is it hot where you are, Sarah? Is it hot? Is it hot down there in those cotton panties?
Actually, no.
God damn it, honey. Here's you to say, Elvis, I want to lick your sooties.
I want to what?
Lick your sooties. S-O-O-T-I-E-S. Say it now.
I want to lick your sooties.
But say, Elvis, I want to lick your sooties.
Elvis, I want to lick your sooties.
Oh, man.
Now say, Elvis, number two, Elvis, my brother.
I want to share some butch with you.
Okay.
Say it.
Man, I need me some Ducklin.
Say it now. Say it now.
I wish Sat was here.
Phone mistress, say it.
Who you wish?
I wish my mama was here, but she's gone. She died.
Gladys.
Vernon is gone, too. They're all gone, all of my friends. If only I could have seen what was happening to me, I would have been the happier.
I want you to say, Elvis, I would like to eat some Eddie-tree with you.
I would like to eat some Eddie-tree.
Would you like to come to my jungle room?
Yes.
Eddie-tree.
I got a big jungle room with three televisions.
God damn it, honey. Eddie-tree. IddiTream. Eddie-tree.
Let's be careful what you say, darling. I have to give you a fair warning. This is a fair warning on behalf of everybody. Stop that plane. I'm a federal officer.
I'm a narcotics officer.
The...
Hold on, I want to stop. I want to stop this phone call right now. I've just heard President Reagan has been shot.
Oh, my God. God damn it, man.
I like Marilyn Monroe. I love her.
Yeah, I don't like that little girl. She had odor. She had feminine odor.
With feminine odor.
We don't care for that feminine odor. We don't like fish.
Fish?
Don't care for fish.
Yeah. Some girls smell like fish. You don't smell like fish, do you?
No, I wash myself.
Oh, won't you be? Oh, won't you be my teddy bear? Elvis Presley, 8.
All techniques into one.
I can be your Marilyn Monroe.
Freedom from constipation. That is the Elvis Presley oath. Are you familiar with that?
No.
What do you know about Elvis Presley? Tell us all about what you know about us. Please, darling, do it now.
Well, I know you guys are gorgeous.
Yeah, man.
Yes, we are.
Know how to swing that hip.
Hey.
That's right, our conjoined hip.
We do a good
like
job with it.
Women.
What's that?
And you like many women.
We like many women.
Many women. Now, tell me something. What is it that I wanted
you...
You
like black and burgundy in your bed?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. How do you know that? You been there? Who am I talking to? What's that?
I've been to that room, and the room was white.
Yeah.
But his bed was like a cream.
You been to our house?
You've been to Graceland?
Graceland.
And you have a pool?
Yes, I have a pool. I would like to give you a Cadillac right now. Would you like a Cadillac?
Oh, I would love a Cadillac and a Rolls Royce.
Would you like to be filmed or photographed having sex?
Ferrari.
Hey, oh my love. You are so lovely over there, Sarah.
Oh, my Peter.
Darling, right now,
how big
down.
Are your peers?
Darling, I'm afraid that your dirty mouth is going to make me discontinue this conversation. I hear my turkey bow tie calling me as my monkey scatter.
Are you guys going to give me your number?
We got lovely little animals around the backyard, honey.
Really?
That was a turkey named Bow Tie.
You can reach us at the Las Vegas Hilton.
Top floor?
E&E.
Ask for Jackass.
That is the fake name that we are forced to register under. Jackass.
And just remember something, sir. We don't have a paunch. It is a bulletproof vest.
Bulletproof vest.
You understand me, darling?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to say...
So I call the Hilton?
Yes, call the Hilton.
Ask for Elvis Presley.
No, ask for Jackass.
Well, that's right. That's what we're going as this week. Jackass.
Jackass.
Jackass. That's our secret name.
I will give you fourth row seats. Do you want the early show or the late show?
The late show.
The late show.
Would it be possible after the concert if you were to stay overnight with us?
Sure.
We would stay together?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, we both suffer from the creeping crud. We got the creeping crud. Baby, if
darn
we got it, you got it.
If I got it, you got it.
Dayton is a game that grown-ups play. Dayton is acting in a crazy way. Dayton make a girl start wiggle.
Walk, 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 walk.
Dayton makes girls start wiggle-walking.
V.O.B. Take 5.
Dayton is a game that grown-ups play. Dayton is acting in a special way. Dayton makes girls start wiggle-walking. Jackass.
And honey, when you...
Where are you guys originally from?
From Memphis.
Tupelo, man. Come on,
Tupelo
get
Tupelo first, then Memphis. And when you come to visit us at the Vegas Hilton, bring a BB gun and lots of flash bulbs.
Why?
Because what we like to do is go up to the swimming pool late at night, fill the pool with flashbulbs, and then shoot at them with BB guns.
Sarah, let me say this to you.
You guys, some nude?
Sarah, when you come to the Hilton, you bring a couple of bags of hot dog rolls. We like to eat those on horseback. We like to run around our yard right after we take our morning sleeping pills. Hello?
Hello?
She's gone.
She hung up.
Like the wind. She could stand no more.
She could.
Wow. Victory. Wow.
She likes you.
Pretty good one.
She could stand no more.
Make your girl go wiggle walk in.
Pretty good.
Make your girl go wiggle walk in.
You only hear that one once a year on the show. Once a year on the show.
Thank you, Sarah, you cheap whore.
We will see you at the Las Vegas Hilton.
Look us up under Jackass.
Now.
The Las Vegas style show tomorrow night. Or rather, tonight. Tonight.
You named the night.
I wonder if you
won some tonight.
The Las Vegas style show tonight. We have a change in plans, and we will tell you about the change in plans and introduce you to the stand in winner.
Yeah.
For the Las Vegas style show in your house in Philadelphia right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Two screaming semen demons. Don and Mike.
Right. I got a question. Are we on outside the building right now?
I don't think so.
Oh. That's the delay. I know that they have the big WYSP patio out front, the building here.
Right. But I believe that the television station is taking precedent right now.
As always.
Will someone turn our show on out there? How can I find out? Remember, the last time we were here, KYW, the TV station, was outside doing something, and we had our show on.
They were giving away free lemonade on the hot day.
Right. They have people dancing outside.
And I was thinking you'd probably do a similar thing. You know, the last time you and I danced, we got a really nasty bout of illness.
Can they turn the show on out there? Can someone give me a thumbs up?
I don't think they even have speakers set up out there for us today.
Oh, really?
Did they learn from the last time? There's a musical group performing.
If you open the window, you can almost hear it.
Almost hear
it. A musical group that's on dancing on TV.
Listen.
That's what's going on outside our studio here in Philadelphia. And there's the crowd cheering. They just stopped.
Four ladies and a gentleman.
Yes.
Now, let me know when they start again.
And you use that gentleman term loosely.
I don't use it as a...
Super loosely.
Gentleman.
All right, let's see what's going to happen now. Don's now going over the window to look.
I think they're breaking down shop. I think
they're quitting. They're taking down the microphones, striking the set.
No, they're getting ready to go again, I think.
Do we have a bullhorn?
We don't.
Would you see the station has a bullhorn?
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's sealed.
You can't open those windows.
He wants to yell out the window.
What were you going to yell, just out of curiosity? What were you going to yell out there?
Oh, what?
Don't you know already?
It's something. It's something in the herd. Oh, God.
Wow.
That would be fun.
All right. Not
going to
be able to.
Oh, my God. A night in the Hooskow. As the building is stormed by angry Philadelphians. It seemed today a disc jockey yelled out the window, thin the herd.
Anyway, thin the herd. All right, so we can't...
That's our motto.
We can't do that.
Or so, but there's that wonderful TV anchor that I love so darn much was out there earlier.
You mean that old weather-beaten broad?
Yeah. The lady, remember when I went up to the food cart and tried to smell her hair?
Yeah,
well, that's right. Did she dance?
She was not dancing, but she was kind of moving her hips back and forth.
Are you sure that wasn't just that affliction?
Lily, you got the Las Vegas-style show guy on the line?
She was looking for a bullhorn, I think.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. I gave her another job.
But the bullhorn won't work because we're sealed in here. So you'd be basically blasting the bullhorn back to yourself.
That's right. Bullhorn's always fun.
But if we can hear the music through the window, then the logic would say that they could hear the bullhorn going back at them.
This is true.
This what you wanted?
Sure was.
All right.
The TV station won't let us set up a speaker out there.
Why don't they trust us?
I don't get it.
Why don't you love me?
Now, Don is taking the bullhorn and he is going over to the window.
This is where we go to prison.
Okay. This is going to happen right now.
Whoops, not that one.
All right, let's see. Don is standing at the window. Let's see what happens.
Attention.
Oh, it feeds back when you put it up against the glass.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Attention. Philadelphia.
No dancing allowed. No dancing allowed. Clear the area immediately.
No dancing.
By order of Tim Stadium.
No dancing
allowed.
And the Liberty Bell is away.
And what?
The Liberty Bell has been sent away.
I'm not going to say that.
Make the fans.
You and the goddamn Liberty Bell, Rob, is obsessed. Now, how about that? Move along.
No to see. Move along.
Return to your Nothing home. To see here.
Return to your home.
Nice black socks with shorts. Don't let anyone tell you that's not a good look.
Move along, please.
Move along, please. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Move along.
The dance show has been canceled.
There's no dance show here today.
What?
Attention, Philadelphia.
John.
Channel 3, KYW. KYW, which is your death. The news on KYW is bang up. They bank up the weather.
Don't put us in a building with a TV station. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake. We can't.
They are not homosexual enough to lie with this news staff. Can you guess who it is?
Can't spell KYW without KY.
Hello, Philadelphia. Welcome. KYW says...
Eat me.
Eat me raw with a flavor straw. Excuse me. You don't know what's inside those hot dogs. Hello, tourist.
That's feeding back quite a bit there.
Yeah.
Hello, tourist. Clear the area, Mike.
Very good, John. Good job trying to move along. The dancing has been canceled.
Didn't you hear me?
The dance show is over. Under order of Tim Sabian.
Has no one seen the movie Footloose? There will be no dancing today.
That's right.
No dancing
today. KYW
Channel 3 hates dancing.
Hates dancing.
Policy rules!
Oh my God! Was anybody looking up at all?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Good.
No.
Good.
Yeah. No.
We oppose joy.
We oppose joy.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
Oh,
ballpark.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Very good.
There will be no dancing.
You bet your ass. People are standing.
That's fantastic.
And look out there now. There's nobody left. Yeah. There's nobody left.
You chased them.
They're all gone. All the dancers are gone.
Mm-hmm.
The TV people are gone.
The area has been cleared.
The area is cleared. The herd has been thinned.
Mission accomplished.
It's the one with the red shorts down there.
What, Mike?
Just nothing. Nothing. I was just looking. I was just observing the sights of Philadelphia. Rather attractive woman with the red shorts. Now, let me see that for a second.
Attention! Attention! Woman with the red shorts on! Want to make it with a famous disc jockey?
Oh, no. Hey, I thought I was a...
National Treasure.
A National Treasure?
National Treasure.
Hey, you! The bride with the red shorts on!
She's gone.
She got in a white
van.
Away.
She got in a van and was whisked away.
To the river.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, here's the deal. So we have this contest for the Las Vegas Style Show, and we are blown away by the fact that we get hundreds of entries, and we finally whittle it down to 10.
We're super psyched for it.
And then we whittle it down to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a unanimous choice that we all select this guy, Mark.
Sounded like he had one of those loft apartments that's really, really trendy and really hip. And, you know, it sounded like the kind of place that we'd really want to go. And he was super jacked, wrote us a great letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at the last moment, the guy calls and says, oh, my brother's dead or some bull.
Words
like
to that.
And we prepare for these things.
He's sick. He's not dead.
No. We prepare for these things with the heartfelt knowledge that people are basically full of ass.
Right. So that's why we had a first-place finisher, a second-place finisher, and a third-place finisher.
Right.
We have decided that the winner of the Las Vegas-style show is, in fact, the most persistent person.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to the new winner, Lance.
Hi, Lance. Hey, what's up, guys?
Lance, where do you live?
I live in Northeast Philadelphia.
Northeast Philadelphia. Now, you realize that tonight, Mike and I, Buzz, Rob, Lisa, we'll all be arriving at your house. Party starts at 8 o'clock.
That's awesome.
Now, here's what we need from you. A bunch of great people.
Okay.
A bunch of chicks.
Gotcha.
And freedom from constipation.
Okay.
and freedom of your inhibitions.
What can you tell us about the preparations that you have already made, Lance?
We have the ladies. Everybody's all excited. We've got about 60 people coming.
Great.
We have a doorman. And we have all the beverages. I'm working with Lisa. We're setting up. We got some food. We have the girls and dream girls coming from Daydreams Club.
Beautiful.
And they got VIP passes for the guys. And WYSP is bringing their crew. And we're going to have a blast.
Yeah, now, keep in mind, all of this, we're picking up the tab for everything. We're bringing out Spike with the DJ music thing. We're going to be giving away cash prizes tonight when we play the Eat the Apple game, when we play the Monica Lewinsky cigar game, when we play the Nude Feud, when we play the Underwear Fashion Show. And joining us tonight, we will have Tonya, one of the WYSP girls.
Very good.
We will also have Tom Gavin.
Very good.
We will also have...
That's a nice couple of people.
There's a draw.
Mr. 40.
Mr. 40 will be there.
Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Oh, fantastic.
And major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Now, let me ask you a question, Lance. Of the girls, you say, the non-professional girls who are coming, how many of these girls do you think will be participating in our lovely reindeer games?
All of them are outrageous women, I'm sure. A good 20%, 20 of the people will be doing that.
Fantastic.
That's all we could ask for. That's all it takes. Lance, all I can say is, and you know, there is some type of moral to this story that this guy, Lance, wrote us the letter.
He was the most persistent. He really wanted to have the show.
And then wrote us a follow-up letter. Then wrote us a follow-up letter to that.
Were you turbo-bummed when we picked the other guy, Lance?
Sure, I was. And, you know, I knew that, you know, I would prevail somehow.
That's good. I like that attitude.
And he even had a letter of recommendation from, what's the name of the strip club again, Lance?
Daydreams Club.
Daydreams. He had the guy from Daydreams send, like, a letter vouching for him.
How many of the girls from Daydreams are coming?
A handful, about five.
About five. More than a handful.
So,
sorry.
By the time we get there tonight, the party will be in full swing. Now, we take care of everything, Lance. We got everything covered. We take care of all the booze, all the food, all the cash giveaways, everything. All you got to do is supply your friends.
That's right. When he says booze, Rob, people do it in the building. The legal department starts to scramble around. He
by booze, of course, I mean
soda pop.
Yeah, vanilla Coke.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Lemon, whatever the goddamn, lemon Coca-Cola.
Right. Pepsi Twist.
Pepsi Twist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We take care of everything. We take care of everything.
Everything. Good luck in everything.
Edwards Jersey.
And we guarantee it will be the best 2 hours of your life.
What's at the party? Anything you want.
And Lance, way to go.
Thanks, guys. The ladies of the party are welcoming the Don and Mike show with open arms.
Oh, I like to hear that. Very good. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Sure, we're going to have the best house party Philly's ever seen.
You got that
and,
right.
And Lance, this is just a personal question. Do you have a guest bedroom?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Change the linen.
Very good.
All right, Lance, we'll see you tonight.
Thanks, guys. See you then.
All right, see you then.
Bye-bye.
That's Lance.
Oh, you guys talking about getting right back after the party. That amused me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did that amuse you greatly?
Yeah, that amused me. That pleased me greatly.
Linen.
No need. You slept on a mattress before.
I always like to get the best bunk. You know? Always like to make sure, you know, if you are going to be somewhere for a long period of time, you know, you always like to get dibs.
Ah, Tom Gavin's on the line. Tom!
Hey!
Tommy, you're coming up tonight, huh?
Yeah, I am. I'm with the finger guy.
Are you guys actually, are you en route right now, Tom?
Yeah, we're in the route.
I mean, are you driving right now?
Yeah, the finger's driving.
The guy with the finger's driving. Where are you guys at, Tom?
Where we at?
We're about 10 miles from 95 North on the Beltway.
Why don't you just tell Tom he's in San Francisco?
They're just leaving now.
What? What, in San Francisco?
You're in San Francisco, Tom. You can't possibly make it here on time.
Yes, we can.
No, you're in San Francisco. He just said that.
We're in San Francisco. We're making it down. I got the finger ticket bringing me up.
I know, Tom. Are you excited? Are you excited about the show tonight?
Yes, I am.
Now, tell the finger guy to turn the radio down.
I turn the radio down. We got
Tom?
You got it.
Hey, Tom.
We got some presents for y'all.
Tom, one of the things we're going to want you to do tonight at the party at Lance's house is do your dirty sex talk.
Yeah, do my dirty sex talk.
Yes, please. And the cane show.
Yeah, oh, and will you balance the cane on your head?
With your shirt off?
Yeah.
Good.
And
that's
the
actually
Tom Gavin challenge.
The Tom Gavin what?
Tom Gavin challenge.
Oh, the Tom Gavin challenge.
We should point out that we usually pick out the most obnoxious person at the party and have Tom do a special show for that person.
Tom?
Yeah?
How do you spell nude?
N-E-W-E-S.
News.
Perfect. Right.
How do you spell party?
P-A-R-T-Y.
Hey, way to go. He knows that.
How do you spell Las Vegas?
Uh-oh.
Las Vegas?
Yes.
Spell finger.
M-I-G-T-H.
No, don't spell finger. Spell Las Vegas.
L-A-S-S-V-A-L-L-E-S.
And finally, our host.
Last Veils.
How do you spell Lance?
L-A-N-I-S.
Oh, I got Lannis. One more. How do you smell sweat? How do you spell sweat?
S-W-E-E-N-T. Sweat.
Sweet. All right, Tommy, we'll see you tonight.
Hey. We're on the way. We're gonna stop at the station on the way.
No, you're not.
No, Tom, don't stop at WYSP.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
No, you're not.
No, don't, Tom.
Really don't. Yes.
No, you're not.
No, Tom.
If you stop at the station, you can't come to the party, pal.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Tom called us a-holes?
Tom, did you hear that, boy?
As he was very clearly, as you were hanging up.
I am not the only one that heard that.
No.
Tom was like, a-holes?
You kidding me?
No.
I'm not going to have a retarded guy call us a-holes.
One of them said it.
Might have been the finger guy. Yeah. He hates us. It's a love-hate with him anyway. Hey, guys, if you're listening right now, call back. I want to know what the deal was with that a-holes thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear it.
Was it deleted out?
It was very soft.
Did he say a-hole or did he say the full word?
He said the full word.
Full word.
And I'm not sure whether it was Tom or the finger guy that said it because it was off the phone.
That's the part we don't know.
It was off phone.
I hate to think it was Tom.
Yeah.
But Tom's
after all we've done for that boy.
I think Tom's been combative with us before.
Yeah, he was quite belligerent.
Mm-hmm. A-holes? That's funny.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I will.
A-holes. You know, maybe it was Tom because we don't want him coming to the station.
Well, I think there's a great deal of rage in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
That rage with that,
You know, by the time
intellect screaming to get out.
By the time they get here, we won't be at the station, so you really should invite him to come by.
All right.
No, I don't want him coming by.
I want him to call. I want to find out about this little a-hole thing. This is does not please me greatly.
Tom, call back.
All right.
I'll give you 30 seconds to call back.
All right, we're going to time Tom. Yep. See if he gets through again.
Ready, go.
30 seconds, go.
Okay, buddy. A-hole.
Buzz, who do you select?
I think it was Tom. I do think it was Tom.
No. Who do you select in the draft?
I don't know. Is Drew Bledsoe still available?
A tittle. And Tom, your time is running out to call back.
Buzz takes with his first pick Norm Van Brocklin.
Gentlemen.
Okay, we got him. Here he is. Tom.
No, this is actually Mike the Finger.
Mike the Finger guy.
You know, now that I hear Mike's voice, it sounds to me like Tom was the one that said it.
Who called us a-holes?
Tom, you can rat. You cut me off an a-hole.
Oh, don't lie.
Why did you pluralize it?
Tom said the word, but I don't know who he was talking to.
Let us talk to Tom.
Need to talk to Tom.
It was plural.
Let's talk to him.
Tom?
Yeah?
Why did you call us a-holes?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't. I'm sorry.
An apology.
Tom, did you call us a-holes? It's okay. We won't be mad if you called us a-holes. Did you get off the phone and call us a-holes?
No. I was talking to a friend of mine outside the store.
Outside the door?
I thought you were on the highway, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, you called us a-holes, though.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why did you call us a-holes?
No, I was...
Tom, did we make you mad when we said you couldn't come to the radio station?
No.
Tell the guy to turn the radio down.
Yeah, put the finger guy back up. Put the finger guy back on the phone.
Yeah, finger guy back on the phone.
Hello? Hello?
Pick up the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Okay, turn the radio off.
How long have you been listening to our show? Don't you know you have to have the GD radio turned down?
Yes.
Got yes, well then A-hole. Why do you have it turned up? You know what? He's cruising to an uninvite right now.
A-hole. Put Tom back on. Please.
What?
Even Tom knows to turn the radio down.
Tom?
Yeah?
How do you spell A-hole?
I can't say it.
Spell
it. Bleep it out, guys.
I'll bleep it out, but spell the word.
A-H-O-L.
Tom, I give you
a haul.
I give you carte blanche. Spell the word a-hole. Go ahead.
H.
Well, no, remember, it's still Tom. Even it's not like, you know, he's going to know the spelling after you let him do it.
It's not like he knows what carte blanche is.
Yeah.
Why did you call us a-holes?
I didn't.
Were you angry?
Yeah.
Are you wearing your rubber band?
No, I'm not.
Should you be?
Should you?
No.
Tom, why are you mad at us?
I'm not. I'm having fun today.
You called us a-holes, though.
I did not.
Don't lie, Tom.
Don't make it worse.
Tom, please don't lie. Tell us the truth, okay? Please tell us the truth. That'll make us feel better.
Yes.
We won't be mad at you if you called us a-holes. Just tell the truth. Don't listen to the man with the finger. He's a liar. He's a dirty liar.
Did you call us a-holes?
If I say yes...
You're still going to be able to come to the show.
Yes, I promise.
Yes, I did.
Why did you call us a-holes?
Because I was mad because
you couldn't come to the station.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Tom, you never should call us. You should never call us a-holes again. Okay.
Okay.
And Tom,
you
should be wearing your rubber band if you're swearing.
I will get a rubber band somewhere.
But Tom, here's the deal. Who told Tom? Just out of curiosity, who told you to lie, and who told you how to tell that lie?
I don't know.
Did your friend with the finger say that?
No.
Well, he was the first one that said.
Cover.
Yeah. And he was the one that had his radio turned up.
That's right. What are we going to do with Tom, though? How do we get him back home?
No.
Well, the other guy's got to come up, but there should be a punishment for the other guy.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you when you get here, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye, a-hole.
Watch it, knucklehead.
There you go.
Come to the party tonight.
He can wait in the car.
Amen.
Wait in the car.
Because he's providing Tom with that energy.
Sure he is.
In the lie.
Negative energy.
There you go. He's hearing that right now with your radio turned up loud.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
Well, how come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
Right, right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Tonight we're going to be in Philly at Lance's house.
Lance!
With a Las Vegas-style show.
Hello, Lancelot.
Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, WYSP and the Eagles Radio Network. I'll be hosting your pregame for the Eagles and the New England Patriots. And tomorrow night, look for the two guys who really appear out of place on stage with Sammy Hagar at the Tweeter Center here in Philly.
You know, I mean, it's not like it's a band that hasn't been around for a while, you know?
Right, right.
Maybe we won't be in the minority.
No, we are going to be. I'm sore thumb A, and you're sore thumb A. AA.
That's prophetic.
Anyway.
Wow.
Be a big Philadelphia weekend. Want to mention, back in D.C., there's a car wash to benefit police officers and their families in need. Tomorrow, 10 till 3 at the Circle K, which is known inside police circles as Barracks K.
Okay.
The Circle K at Columbia Pike and Joy Street near the Pentagon.
Okay.
And they'll be accepting donations, selling hats, T-shirts, and United in Memory patches designed by K-9 officer Art Rosati.
Very good.
And nice. My K-9, Colonel Klink.
That's Klink. You know what? I realized yesterday on the train when you got this piece of news how into your dogs you are. Much more into your dogs than I ever was to any of mine. I've never been that close to a dog. Klink and you are
Klink
close.
Is my dog.
Right.
Colonel Klink, the German Shepherd of the three dogs we have, he's mine.
He's
the one that greets me. He's my dog. He's the smart one. He does what I tell him to do.
I was trying to make you feel a little bit better about the situation as all the doomsayers were, you know, giving you the bad information. What's the very latest on Colonel Klink and his problem? Problem pretty common to dogs on the certainly on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Let me call the Cunning Honey. She's getting ready for the big double C, the Cunny Convention tonight.
There you go.
Yes. They're all gathering. My wife, Buzz's wife, Rob's wife, Mike's maid.
Hello?
Sweetie.
Yeah, my darling, I was in the shower. What's up?
Ready for the big convention tonight?
Yeah, I think we have to have these meetings every once in a while, although our ranks have thinned probably since the last meeting.
Yeah, you're down to three now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Down to three. Honey, very quickly, how is my boy Colonel Klink doing?
He's much better.
And what is it, Lyme disease?
Well, they don't know until they get the reports back. They did the blood work. They took the blood yesterday. I'm up here, Bart! But yesterday, Bart and I took him to the vets, and we even had to carry him on a stretcher.
Wow. So he's already affected by it.
Oh, I was...
No, we knew. You don't see a bite on him because he's, you know, so hairy.
I was flipped out yesterday when Frida came downstairs. Mm-hmm. Normally, the first thing, I come down in the morning, I'm the first one up.
Right.
Klink jumps up, you know, and that's the great thing about a dog, as opposed to a wife. Always glad to see you.
Right.
Always, even if it's just 5 minutes, you walk out of the room, you walk back in the room, the dog has such a small brain, the dog is like...
You can yell at a dog 1 minute, dog run back to you the next.
Look, he's back!
Yeah.
So, I come down yesterday morning, and he's just laying there. He is just laying there.
Mm.
And when Frida came down, I know this sounds stupid, but I said, Colonel Klink is running a temperature. And I could tell because I felt...
I did not put my
finger
warm.
And
was his nose running?
I don't know if his nose was running, but you could feel his head. Don't laugh at me. You could feel that he had a fever.
This is funny, though. I don't picture people checking a dog's temperature that way like a kid. It's funny.
Well, actually, when I mentioned it to the vet, she kind of giggled herself a little bit, too. But she said you can tell by the warmth of the ears.
Oh, his head was very hot, and I was upset by this yesterday.
You were right, Daddy-O, because when she took his temperature the old-fashioned way, you know, he did have a fever.
You know, whenever you take a dog's temperature, you should get the confirmation temperature, which is doing it the way that's a little uncomfortable for the dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, that is your own...
It's very simple.
Your perverse pleasure. I know.
There you go.
Lick your finger.
If your finger feels hot to the tongue...
And the dog's burning up. Anyway, so what's the deal with him?
So the deal is they did the blood work, and they put him on antibiotics, and he was better. And they gave him a shot that had, like, codeine in it or whatever. So, I mean, he was immediately feeling much better.
Oh, well, great news. All right, sweetie, thank you. I love you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good time with all of the other wives.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know you can't. See you later.
We're overdue on a meeting. Okay, love you. Bye, sweetie.
All right, bye-bye.
See you later.
So when they gave Clink the codeine, was it in a champagne glass?
My God, I wasn't there. I don't know.
Give him room, and that'll snap.
But you were bummed out. You're close to that dog. I could tell that yesterday because you were very, very taken aback, and I've never seen you react like that anything bad news with a human.
He was so ill. Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. Come on. What's the matter? What's the matter with you? It's a joke.
He was so ill yesterday, really, when I left the house. I was laying on the floor.
Right.
And talking to him like it was the last time I was ever going to see him.
Yeah, because of all the dogs, he's yours.
Yeah, he's mine. Unlike Brandy. You know, when Brandy the dog died, it was like, oh, you know, Christing dog. Mm-hmm. You got to wait till I'm around to die so that I can be the one to wrap you up with a blanket and bring you to the place where they're going to turn you into, you know, the fillings for the hot dogs that they sell out on the street. Yeah.
And Don, don't get down on me for mocking you and the relationship with your dog. I mean, really, take a look at what I have in my life. I have a bird feeder. That's what I have left.
Okay.
I rattle around in a big house all by myself. No pets allowed.
Eccentric Michael Mann.
Basically just sitting there. I have my television and my computer. That's what I have, okay? So if I mock you, you ever think it might be just out of envy? You ever think that just a little bit?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No. You mock just to mock.
I mock just to mock?
It's okay.
No, it's all right.
I'm down with that.
But just remember, you ever really want to get the dog's temperature correctly.
I know.
Right.
You know, without any needing it. You don't even need a vet.
Lick your finger.
After you put in the dog's Duke.
Okay, now
after.
Now it's time for Friday's favorite. It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Okay, here we go.
Time for Don and Mike to play the budget. Now, we've had plenty of discussion about this guy on the show in recent days. Uh-huh. Star of the movie Boilermaker.
Boiler Room.
Boiler Room.
Boiler Room.
Also Fast and the Furious. And his new movie, Triple X, here is...
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Vincent Diesel.
Vin Diesel. How are you?
Hi, Vin.
Hello, Don. How are you? It's good to see you. I'm Vin Diesel.
You're a star.
I am a giant star. You know that. This is Vin Diesel's star of Triple X. How are you? How have you been?
I've been pretty good. That movie sucked ass.
It doesn't matter. I've become a major star. I didn't take $7.5 million. I actually took $10 million. Are you aware of that, Don?
I'm aware of that.
All right. Would you like the check brought to your home or your mansion? Your office or your mansion? There we are. La-di-da.
You know, we were talking with Mike about this yesterday.
Would you mind if I took off my fur-lined coat?
Our friend Mike, yeah, go ahead. Our friend
underneath
Mike
it, I have a fur-lined tank top.
Wow! And we were saying
that underneath that, I have fur-lined underwear.
With the Vin Diesel, it's a nondescript voice, but it's much more...
Thank you so much.
The presentation.
Very good.
And that's the way Vin Diesel is.
Of course it is. You don't understand me. I don't expect you to understand me. Understand this. I am bank.
Wow.
Bank,
however.
Pure bank. It's a box office.
I will tell you something. There is another side to Vin Diesel.
I guess. I was wondering if there's an outside shot that I could drop, if we will, the facade.
Oh. Drop the facade. Stop the charade.
There's a facade. Could I speak in my normal voice?
Yes, now this is the non-Triple X, non-Fast and the Furious, non-Boiler Room voice.
The real Vin Diesel. Thank you. I was wondering if I could be myself now.
Please.
And be natural.
There. That's much better.
Oh.
This is the way I speak in real life.
So, that whole thing,
call me by my proper name.
Which is?
Mark Vincent.
Mark Vincent.
Yes. I use Vin Diesel. I use Vin Diesel for, you know, the regular stage persona.
That'd be a good name.
The way I speak normally.
Vin Diesel would be a good name for a guy in a gay porno. Mm-hmm.
Well, I that's what I used to do. It's I did it under the name of Mark Starr.
Oh,
Mark Starr. My real name is Mark Vincent. And then, of course, when I do my movies, like Triple X, Boiler Room, Fast and Furious,
I use my Vin Diesel voice, which works very, very effectively. And I will tell you that when I shave my head, I create quite a persona in the gay and straight communities. Huh. And that's why I use this voice.
But really, if we can talk honestly, this is the way I've always talked. It's really the way I feel. I'm a native New Yorker, and I feel extremely frustrated when I have to do the movies with the Vin Diesel voice, because it's not my normal voice. What it is, my normal voice is this, and this is the way I like to talk. So if you'd like to interview me, it's much better than interviewing Vin Diesel, if you know what I mean. Is that all right with you, Don?
What was it like making Triple X?
Oh, Triple X was incredible. All these people came up to me.
I'm talking to the real Vin Diesel.
I'm the real Vin Diesel, but call me Mark Vincent. Mark Vincent from New York.
Then I should be able to get the real opinion of the movie.
I enjoy musicals, Harlequin novels, and also dry spritzers.
So this whole movie...
Yes, go ahead.
Triple X
was crap. I'm aware of that, but it's just not... You know, if people want to go see something that's escapist fun, which most of the kids around the country want to go see, they want to see all these, you know, these shootings, cars, explosions, with things going off of bridges. It's really, I'm just finding myself right now. I'm feeling so comfortable. No, it's so difficult to bring all things to all people because, let me see if I can articulate it. It's really, it's not me, okay? And it's my acting that brings it out. And the fact that I have these throwing arms. Look at the guns.
I have gigantic
arms. Like, my favorite part of being Vin Diesel is when they paint the tattoos on me.
Oh.
The tattoos on me are so good because the paint feels so cool. It's usually in the morning when I do it. I used to come into the trailer in the morning where they can put the tattoos on me. And they put the tattoos on me and they paint them with cold paint. And, you know, sometimes the one, for example, goes all the way up my shoulders and around my neck and under my office. It's so great. I love it. I really do. It's so much fun. Would you like me to talk like Vin Diesel again?
Yeah, go back to being Vin Diesel for a second.
Would you like the check sent to your office or your mansion? There you are. It's so good to see you. I'm very excited about being Vin Diesel, and, you know, we expect the movie to make millions and millions of dollars.
How do you possibly fight this battle? The battle inside yourself.
The battle inside myself, it's easy. If you're an actor, if you're a professional, if you are trained, you are able to... You're able to accomplish many different things.
All right, go back to the real
on screen.
Okay, let me talk to Mark again.
Okay. It's just crazy. Isn't that the way it works all the time like that? This is who I am. I'm really this. This is me. This is me. So please, I'll accept the fact that when I come on this show, you call me Vin Diesel. Fantastic.
Why don't you do some of the scenes from Boiler Room?
All right.
As Mark Vincent.
Hello, this is Chris Marley. I'm...